Right now, let's get to smacking. And how much do we smack our kids these days compared to what it was like before the anti-smacking legislation came in 15 years ago? That was a somewhat bizarre law when you think about it, because at the time it was brought in, attitudes towards smacking were changing anyway. And I think the number of prosecutions brought under the law could be counted on the fingers of one hand. And now a new report has come out as part of the famous Dunedin study, and 763 parents are part of the database. It found that the number of parents who smack or discipline their kids with what might be called a minor assault has decreased over about the last 20 years, from 77% of them to 42%, and that serious assault has decreased from 12% down to 4%, which on the surface sounds pretty good. But is it really? Considering that most of the parents in that Dunedin study are now aged in their early 40s, their kids are now past the age when they would be smacked or disciplined regularly anyway. Our Family First put out a study last year which nobody paid too much attention to and pointed out some uncomfortable realities, namely that notifications of abuse to government agencies continue to increase at an alarming rate, child homicides still fluctuate with no sustainable long-term improvement, and that there are more children in care, and physical abuse of children has not decreased at all. So is this story, which has been widely reported today from the Dunedin study, relevant in the real world? Bob McCroskery from Family First is with me now. Hello, Bob.
Good morning, Peter.
So you put out this report last year, which seems to be contrary to what the Dunedin study is showing this morning. What's right?
Well, I think the problem with the research that was released this morning is that it is surveying parents when they were 25 and they're now 40, and you've had a parenting technique which is now illegal, and they've found that the parents have got older, the kids have got older, and a parenting technique is now legal, and they're surprised that the use has decreased. We're not surprised. Because I think for anybody that has raised children, you know that your techniques change as your children mature. Different techniques work, some don't. It very much comes down to an age. And I think that's the insulting part of this whole law, Peter, is that the lawmakers assume that they knew how to raise kids, and they basically told parents, we're going to criminalise the things we don't like. And but they're not going to give us a clear law so that people can actually understand what it says. So our report, which we released last year, looked at all the data from Oranga Tamariki, from New Zealand Police, from Stats NZ, and from the Ministry of Health. And it found that actually the notifications of abuse have increased at alarming rates, that incidences of prosecutions for serious child abuse have increased. And it's not only that type of abuse, but it's also neglect and emotional abuse. So you need to look at the big picture, and that's the problem with the research this morning. It ignores the bigger picture of whether the ban has actually worked and whether it's actually reduced child abuse, which we were told was going to happen under this brilliant new law.
But you have to say that attitudes to smacking in the last 20 years have changed considerably. I know, you know, I've gone from being a parent of young children in the 1980s to now being a grandfather, and I see that the way my children raise their children is quite different in terms of discipline to the way that I raise them, because I guess I was a son of my father, and I collected a few clips around the ears and on the backside a few times, so... You know, I guess I'm... Am I ashamed to say it? No, I'm honest enough to say it. I did the same with them. But attitudes have changed, haven't they, Bob? And these days, most of the discipline is verbal. The kids get shouted at. The kids get put into timeout. I mean, life has changed, hasn't it?
Well, you raise an interesting point there, because the question is that if we get rid of smacking, what are we replacing it with? And... if you look at some of the research, it also studies have shown that yelling or scolding can be associated with as many adverse outcomes as smacking. Timeout and shaming can be associated with adverse outcomes. In fact, some research says that using Ritalin for ADHD can also be harmful in some studies. So this comes back. You know, when Helen Clark ran this law through, despite telling us that she wasn't going to ban, didn't want to ban smacking, she made this statement. She said, no, I don't want to ban smacking because to do so would defy human nature. And look, I think as a community, human nature and the way we raise our kids is the key. We put huge trust in the way our parents raise our kids because, you know, law-abiding parents want to follow the law. And it's not surprising that the use of smacking has decreased because it's now a crime. But the question is, has it had good effect? Are our kids going to school, and not threatening teachers and not threatening other kids and principals? Well, I can answer that question, Peter. The fact of the matter is that a principal is 12 times more likely to be the victim of a physical assault than you are or I are today.
But having said that, how many prosecutions have been taken under that anti-smacking law from 14, 15 years ago? I said in my intro, maybe less than five? I can remember one case, but I don't think it even got to that. It didn't even get to court, did it? Nobody's been prosecuted, have they?
Oh, yes. No, lots. Look, go to our website, protectgoodparents.nz. We actually have some video interviews with parents who have been victims of the law, protectgoodparents.nz. And it's not only the prosecutions. There's been way more than that, Peter, and it's been for smacking and also what they call minor acts of physical discipline. Part of the problem, of course, is that the police are not recording them anymore. Since 2012, they haven't been having to submit these police data analysing the law. So we asked May Chen to actually look at what was happening in the courts. And her summary came back, this was back in 2018, she said, look, there's an absence of police data. The legislation is confusing so that lawyers and judges are struggling to apply it. There's little guidance on police discretion. So when do police, you know, when should they use it and when shouldn't they? And there's also unclear definitions of criminalised and good parents. So it's confusing for parents. John Key called it a dog's breakfast, but not quite as bad a breakfast to actually fix it. And
he voted for it in the first place anyway, didn't he?
Well, and he whipped he whipped his caucus too as well. Yeah. But, you know, I think parents deserve certainty in the law. They need to know exactly what is allowed and what isn't. At the moment, you can be, the statement is, oh, look, if you smack your child, nothing's going to happen. Well, it depends. It depends if the kid goes to school and tells the teacher or tells the school nurse or social worker. It depends if somebody is watching. It depends what the other partner thinks, and especially if you've got a marriage breakdown, the anti-smacking law has been used as a huge weapon in the family court. And so there's this unclear law which is being applied by Aranga Tamariki, and they don't go before court, remember. They can just remove your kid based on allegations. It's doing huge harm, Peter, and I think go to protectgoodparents.nz and watch a couple of those video clips. We put up two new ones just in the last couple of months, and you'll probably be shocked by what you see.
Okay. So tell us then, briefly, Bob, how do you want to see the law changed?
Well, we've actually got a private member's bill, which is available to any MP who wants to be brave on this issue and actually fix it. Our argument has always been, look, let's make sure that parents understand that smacking is okay if it's a smack on the backside or on the hand. The proposed legislation says that implements shouldn't be used. So, you know, and there shouldn't be any body damage. So there shouldn't be, you know, bruises or cuts or anything like that. Because, you know, if you've got a kid going to school with bruises, that is not smacking. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about appropriate non-abusive smacking, and it does exist because, in fact, out of the same university, Otago University, there was a study in 2007 that said that children who were smacked in a reasonable way had similar or slightly better outcomes in terms of aggression, substance abuse, adult convictions, and school achievement. And, Peter, that's probably why your kids are doing quite well.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate your time this morning. And interesting follow-up, interesting angle on this widely circulated report this morning out of Otago University about the Dunedin study.